Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's company recently received a nice investment from SC Launch to help their company continue to develop and grow their efforts to help reduce the amount of time children spend on their phones. Jim Jacob is founder and CEO of Story Button. He joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here.
Congratulations on this investment from SC Launch. So tell us how all of this got started and what it is exactly that you guys do.
So thankful for everyone on that team. They've been so incredibly helpful. This is our first large investment that we've received. And so they've been so helpful in the process and just making it super easy for us. So this all starts a little over 5 years ago. I was traveling a lot for an old job, and my wife called me and have three young boys, and I love telling bedtime stories. My wife asked me to record some for our boys to listen to while I was away, and that's what I started doing. I would sit in my car with my phone, record some stories. I put them on as a podcast to save those episodes in a place that my kids could then access whenever they wanted to, from their iPad, and that's all it was meant to be. But then somehow millions of families started listening to those stories. We heard from our families that were listening to this, like, hey, we love listening to these, but unfortunately, I always have to give my kid my phone. You know, when I'm putting them to bed or when they're listening throughout the day, they're listening to these episodes either on my phone or my iPad, and I'm not a big fan of that. Is there anything we can do? So I started looking around, and there just wasn't a great solution to do that. And so that is why we started developing Story Button several years ago. And today you can get a Story Button yourself, but it's an internet connected podcast radio that's curated content for kids and family. So if you have a kid that's 5 to 12 years old, there's a ton of incredible audio content that they can listen to without having to steal your phone or use an iPad to access it.
Okay, and so describe this Story Button radio. It kind of reminds me like the old days of an iPod.
Yeah, that's totally it. We started with shape and design that's going to sit on a bedside table. So think of it like an old school radio. It's maybe about 4 by 8 inches. There's a small little informational display that they can visually like scroll through different shows that they might want to listen to, or podcasts or audiobooks. And so that is meant to kind of stay at home and journey around from room to room to room. There's a rechargeable battery inside of it. And right now we are developing a more portable option, like you mentioned, an iPod. So that's coming out later this year, of an audio player that will fit inside of a kid's pocket.
What's the business model here? So it's the sale of the hardware, or is there also like royalties on programming?
We sell our devices. There is a margin in there that we have as a business. Then we also offer our app, which is out now, and we're adding a huge feature into this very, very soon. In the next few weeks, you'll be able to download Riffio. And what Riffio does is it allows you to connect to your Story Button device and add additional content, add additional podcasts or audiobooks, but also to be able to interact with the story and add your child into the story. What if they could become the main character of your favorite show and choose what happens in that story? That's a really exciting, interactive, like choose your own adventure type of content that we're getting ready to release.
I guess this is what the new investment from SC Launch is going to help you develop this particular new feature?
Yeah. So that's helped us hire some incredibly talented people on our technology team, helping us build out that feature to make it, you know, incredibly safe. Our goal of reducing screen time and making audio more engaging for kids means that we need to make audio an incredible experience for them.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and congratulations again on this investment from SC Launch.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Jim Jacob is founder and CEO of Story Button. He joined us by phone from the company in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.